I'm here with Sean Reniker in Pavilion Gardens, who's just arrived from South Africa with Drum Tribe. And drumming is something that I'm quite interested in because it appears more and more in the fringe scene. So where do you guys fit into that scene?
Well, to be honest, it's our first time in Brighton, so we're hoping to find out ourselves. But being African, it's an African show. It's an interactive show, so everybody in the audience will receive a drum and they can perform with us. And really, we're here to take a look and experience it and see how we fit in, to be honest.
It's essentially a community activity, isn't it?
It is exactly that. It's a family show. We welcome everybody from the young to high of old you can get, or if you're still fit and ready to play, everybody gets a drum. It's a fantastic interactive experience.
And being from South Africa, you know, at the heart of African culture is, you know, all kinds of rhythm. How did you encounter that yourself?
Well, basically, I've surrounded myself with African musicians for the last 15 years. They've shown me the ropes, and we basically we perform in South Africa to mainly corporate events now, and we've been doing it for 13 years, and we've done about 5,000 shows, you know, and I guess it's just experience and learning and learning from each other.
The corporate world's a bit broken. Do you think you bring healing to it?
That's what we try to do. That's the point we try to get across. Try help out, try release some stress, do as much as we can to try and build it up again.
So give me a sneak peek of what one of those gigs would look like and sound like.
A sneak peek. Well, it starts off and as a team, everybody gets together. Very dysfunctional, doesn't sound great at all. By the end of the session, everybody's playing, drumming together, dancing together, singing together, and basically just building barriers, you know, within a company.
And where do you get your influences from when you actually perform? How do you choose your music?
We influence from a whole range of different artists in Africa, and it's just a personal preference, I would say. Each person in the actual act, one would, for myself, I'm a rock musician, so I get different influences from guys like my other African guys who get a lot of their musical ability from watching videos and watching acts from Senegal to Ivory Coast, etc. So,
and when you arrive in a city like this, here we are sitting in, you know, Pavilion Gardens, an outdoor place. How do you get in? How do you claim? You're playing at the old courtroom, I think. How do you claim that space? Do you just go in and start, or do you have to walk around it, get the feel of it?
We basically, as far as we hear, it's quite a lot of work to sell your own show. We basically going to be walking around, busking. Promoting the show, sending out flyers, talking to individuals, and just trying to create a hype, really.
For people that don't know, can you just tell me about the drums themselves? What are they, and you know, and what's different about them?
Well, what's nice about the African drum is there's a whole theory behind it. How the drums are made out of the wood, the goat skin. So it's the animal, and combining with the wood of the trees. It's a whole story. But what's nice about it is they're all handcrafted from Ghana, so each drum's individual. You'll never find two of the same, and once you hear them, it's addictive. It's a sound that we love, and that has carried us through for many years, and we still love it today. We love it.
And so, do you only have one, or have you got a few in your stable that, and you take one out for different occasions?
We've got a few. In my own capacity, I've got about 3,000 drums, What we've done now in Brighton, we've brought through 600 drums for the audiences to perform with us. So yeah, it's all very specific. It's all very individualized.
Well, let me just get this: if people come along to the old courtroom, they're not just going to sit and watch. They're going to have a drum, and something's going to happen to them.
That's exactly it. They're going to perform with us, and it's going to be fantastic. Everybody, as I said, gets a drum. We all sing together. We all dance together. And it's a completely interactive show. So it's not something just to watch. We're going to be watching you. You'll be watching us.
How could you possibly miss Drum Tribe? Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
Lovely.